Mohegan Sun is terminating a 99-year lease on the former casino site, a wooded hillside just off the Mass Pike, and giving up pursuit of a non-casino development there. Town officials and the landowner, Northeast Realty, were notified Monday. Town manager Charles Blanchard said a Mohegan Sun official told him the company was unable to find a big-name retailer to anchor a commercial development at the site.
Well, I'm disappointed. It's a nice piece of property. It's a great location. It does have significant development costs with it, though, as we, learned in the study for the casino. Access to it and water and sewer needs are certainly significant, but it is a very visible and attractive piece of property.
Mohegan Sun signed the 99-year lease in 2008. The plans to build a resort casino were dashed last November when Palmer voters rejected the project by a 98-vote margin. After losing the casino referendum, Mohegan Sun said it would pursue an unspecified non-gaming development on the property. Northeast Realty and Mohegan Sun are squaring off in court. Northeast alleges Mohegan Sun was secretly negotiating a casino deal in eastern Massachusetts before it lost the referendum in Palmer. Mohegan accuses Northeast of contract violations that undermine Mohegan's campaign to win voter support for the casino in Palmer. Mohegan is competing with Wynn Resorts for the Greater Boston Casino license. Mohegan proposes a $1.3 billion casino at Suffolk Downs in Revere. The company is also pursuing a casino license in Sullivan County, New York. Former Palmer Town Councilor Paul Burns said Mohegan's decision to end the lease in Palmer is telling.
They clearly expressed no real desire to do anything in Palmer except for the initial casino, and even then I questioned whether they were all in for that.
Burns said he remains optimistic that another developer will build on the former casino site.
We have a strong economic development director, we have a strong manager council form of government, and I think it's a much more professional government than some of the part-time situations we have around us. So I think that bodes well in terms of developing the site and marketing it appropriately. And certainly that's one of the jobs of the Economic Development Director, and I'm sure she'll do a great job in marketing the site. The short term, it's a little bit more convoluted, but I think long term, we're in a prime position with prime real estate and right off the pike. I think it bodes well for Palmer's future.
Jennifer Barifaldi, who tried for more than a decade to bring a casino to Palmer, said Mohegan Sun's decision adds insult to injury.
I feel as if they're sort of leaving Palmer in shambles.
Barifaldi said she is considering voting in November to repeal the state's casino gambling law because none of the proposed casinos are in rural areas. MGM has been assigned the lone Western Massachusetts casino license to build in downtown Springfield. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.